With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Some Los Angeles area residents have begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories, even as the threat of new fires persist. For many, it's been a first look at the staggering reality of what was lost. Southern California faces a gargantuan challenge of overcoming the disaster and rebuilding. The blazes have killed at least 11 so far, obliterated neighborhoods, and left the nation's second largest city on edge. Firefighters were making gains yesterday, but new flare-ups continued to pop up. Winds also forecast to strengthen over the coming days, adding to concerns. Governor Gavin Newsom says he wanted answers from officials over the loss of water supply and pressure. Correspondent Haya Fajwami reports on the Oval Office briefing about the wildfires.
The fires have so far obliterated entire neighborhoods and set the nation's second largest city on edge. Federal and state officials, including the president and vice president, spoke in the Oval Office about recovery efforts. President Joe Biden announced a plan for FEMA to provide $750 to survivors.
Survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Biden also addressed looting during the wildfires and said he deployed police and the National Guard to improve security in areas affected by the wildfires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, the New Orleans Police Department's released body cam footage capturing the deadly confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terror attack on New Year's Day. New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says the attacker shot at police and police fired back, killing him.
All officers are faced with shoot, don't shoot. And this was clearly within the law and clearly solidly within a policy.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in this country beginning January 19th. This is SRN News. A Georgia church pays a bunch of bills. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
And those bills actually belong to other people. The congregation of Peavine Baptist Church in Rock Springs, Georgia, partnered with the nonprofit Undue Medical Debt to pay the doctor's bills of thousands of state residents, nearly $6 million in all. Other churches across the country have teamed up with UMD to accomplish similar things. Medical debts are the leading cause of all personal bankruptcies in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The search for the next Archbishop of Canterbury has begun following the resignation of Dr. Justin Welby. The selection process starts with the Crown Nominations Commission. It will forward the name of its preferred candidate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will confirm that the individual is willing to serve before submitting the nominee's name to King Charles for approval. The whole process may take until the fall. The Archbishop is the symbolic head of the Anglican Communion. This is SRN News. A popular singer who became known over the second half of her life for her outspoken opposition to gay rights, as well as orange juice sales, has died. With more, here's Lisa Dwyer.
Anita Bryant was just 12 years old when she hosted her own local TV show. In the 60s, she enjoyed a successful recording career with several hit singles and two Grammy nominations. But by the late 70s, Bryant became more politically active. Her Save Our Children coalition opposed gay rights around the country. Activists organized boycotts against products that she endorsed, including Florida orange juice. During an appearance in Iowa, an activist jammed a pie in her face. Her career in entertainment declined. Her marriage to her first husband, Bob Green, broke up, and she later filed for bankruptcy. Bryant was 84. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more news, headlines, and stories at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.